Hi, it's Katie and Sarah here. We are diving deep into something controversial. Ever feel like you are running on a treadmill set to hustle things through yet going nowhere?
Oh, definitely. We've all been there, right? I mean, chasing after productivity, but somehow just missing out on life?
Exactly. But what if I told you there's a whole other way? Not just doing more, but actually being more. Tapping into a rhythm that's been there all along, waiting for us to dance with it. We are peeling back the layers on why smart goals aren't enough, discovering the rhythm Jesus lived by, and sharing a secret that could transform how you approach every single day.
So grab your favorite cozy spot and tune in. Let's embark on this journey together. Who knows? It might just be the shift you've been waiting for.
Welcome to the Christian CEO Podcast. I'm Katie Butler, and I have built an impactful location independent business since 2008 with plenty of rejections, English as my third language, and lots of God's grace. Each week, we will be sharing relevant and direct advice or inspiring interviews with one intention. It's your time to go pro with your marketplace calling. Now, let's get to it. Hi there. Welcome back to our special Easter series. I'm Kelly, here with my co-founder and daughter, Sarah.
Hello.
Today, we are strongly led to share what we believe is quote-unquote true productivity, based on the transformative power of rhythms that God has placed in our lives. Sarah, what do you think is the difference between productivity and fruitfulness?
Well, according to the dictionary, productive means doing or achieving a lot, working hard, whereas fruitful is about producing good or helpful results.
And I do believe, and I remember, in the Bible, God say, be fruitful and multiply. He did not say, be productive and multiply, correct?
That's true.
Do you remember we had a grapefruit tree in our Vegas home years back?
Yeah, quite a while ago, but the fruit was good.
Indeed. But did you know there was a year bearing so many fruits, we even gave away a lot. But it didn't have any the following year.
Why not?
Well, after a quick online search, I learned something new. Fruit trees can exhaust themselves after seasons of heavy bearing, sometimes pausing for a year to rejuvenate.
Huh, that's quite interesting.
I know, right? When I saw that, I thought the tree was much smarter than that. Its resting wasn't wasted, but preparing for the upcoming harvest.
That's really cool.
It doesn't doubt seasonal calling. It embraced the natural rhythms of growth and rest. We too experience seasons. Not every season is for bearing visible fruits. Some are for resting, growing, and maturing behind the scenes. So I hope by now you maybe feel much better, that you don't feel guilty of it. Okay, because I know a lot of us, when we don't have visible fruits out there, we often feel like we are not doing anything. These periods of dormancy are not void of purpose. They are times of essential preparation for the abundance to come.
And when we don't align with these divine rhythms that God has in place for us, that's when we get burned out, like I did. Oh yeah, that goes back to the last episode when I talked a bit more about my journey there.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you, Sarah, that if you guys haven't heard the last episode where Sarah shared her journey, I really highly encourage you go back to that episode. So when we talk about the beauty of rhythms surrounding us, we can think about music, sports, the natural cadence of day and night, and even the seasons. As we know, God is God of seasons.
That's right. And that's why we also need to be aware of the pitfalls of modern productivity, because it's about finding a path that aligns with God's plan for us.
Well, Sarah, that's bringing it to the table. You know, the trouble with how we often chase productivity these days comes down to our obsession with getting things done. Always achieving more and never settling. We always hear about hustle culture as entrepreneurs or in the corporate world. It's like we're on this never-ending treadmill, right? But here's a kicker. The whole push to do can backfire big time. It messes with our peace of mind, chips away at our joy, and in the end, might not even make us that effective at what we are trying to accomplish at all. Well, guilty as charged. I'm not preaching. Well, I am to myself as well. I'm sad to admit that I'm saying this from my own experience.
Yeah, me too, actually. Because as we know firsthand, it often leads to burnout and chronic stress, loss of creativity, innovation, and then we just create this illusion of control for ourselves, especially for high achievers. And what's worse, we start to neglect our emotional and mental health, which can be a really scary cycle to be stuck in.
Not to mention falling into the trap of unhealthy comparison and competition. It made me often look at what others are doing and compare my first step to their hundreds or thousands of steps. Now then, imposter syndrome kicking big time. And the sacrifice of deep work, which ends with a disconnect from the purpose. It's really not fruitful at all. As we know, the enemy cannot change our destiny, but he is doing a pretty good job of detouring us from it by creating all this distraction. Sarah, when we talk about aligning with rhythms, I think Jesus himself is our perfect example. His life on earth showed us a rhythm of ministry deeply rooted in connection with God, intentional in every action. In other words, if we can keep a simple focus, that focus is devotion to our first love, is the foundation of all. What do you think?
Absolutely, Mom. I mean, Jesus' days were filled with teaching, healing, and reaching out to those in need. Yet he never lost sight of the importance of solitude, prayer, and communion with God the Father. I mean, how many times have we read in the New Testament that he would go to the mountains to be alone and away from the crowd so that he could pray? He always moved to divine cadence, perfectly balanced between action and reflection.
I love what you just said about balance between action and reflection. Absolutely. Let's put this in a more conversational light. If we can imagine walking in a tightrope, on one side, we got action, doing, moving, shaking things up. On the other, there's reflection, pausing, pondering, soaking the view. Striking a balance between these two is like finding our footing on that rope. Lean too much into constant action and we risk sprinting without direction, possibly missing the scenery. But too much reflection, though, we might find ourselves sitting on the sidelines, watching life pass by without jumping into the game.
Here's the thing. Action pushes us forward. It's about making things happen and turning those ideas into reality. But it's actually in reflection where those ideas get their wings. Because it's that quiet moment with a cup of tea or coffee, if that's your thing, with the Lord, or a late night or early morning journaling session where we really hear our own thoughts and His, so that we can figure out what we can co-create with God and plan out our next big leap. Now think about it. Have you ever had a light bulb moment in the shower or while taking a quiet walk? I know some of my best ideas come to me when I'm in the shower or on the train, and that's actually a reflection at work. Because it's those moments in time which give our brains the downtime needed to process, innovate, and come up with solutions we'd miss in the hustle culture. Reflection turns our experiences into insights, making our actions more intentional and, frankly, more impactful. Balancing action and reflection is like conversing between two different parts of ourselves. The doer and the thinker God created us to be. Both are crucial. Together, they ensure we're not just busy, but on a path that truly aligns with our purpose.
And can I just say that probably is one of the biggest differences between us and other creatures that God has created, you know? Exactly. Mark 1:35 shows us this beautifully. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. This wasn't just a one-time occurrence. It was a consistent part of his rhythm, seeking solitude to recharge and align with God's will.
And that's so crucial for us to remember. Because in the midst of life's demands, Jesus always made time for rest and connection with God. It wasn't about rushing from one task to another, but about moving with purpose and pausing to listen to God's voice.
This rhythm allowed Jesus to discern the Father's will, to know when to act and when step back, even in the face of immense needs around him. He knew the importance of rest, a scene when he slept in the boat amidst a storm in Mark 4:38. His peace came from being in perfect sync with God's rhythm for his life.
It's a powerful reminder for us. I mean, in a world that often values constant activity and productivity, Jesus' example calls us to a different way, one that values rest, prayer, and purposeful action as integral parts of God's rhythm for our lives.
Sarah, let's discuss this from the other angle. We often hear about SMART goals. What is your experience with them? Or maybe you can tell us what does SMART, S-M-A-R-T, mean in this context?
Well, I'm sure many of you, especially as high achievers like ourselves, have heard about SMART goals. I mean, we're all about specific, measurable, actionable, definitive results in a certain time so that we can accomplish what we want to do. However, while I find that they're helpful, they can be a bit limiting or even misleading because sometimes it's like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole, especially when life throws you curveballs or when we're not clear about the bigger picture. They don't exactly include margins. Either for things, unexpected things popping up, or if we need rest.
Exactly. Now, we are not here to say SMART goal is not good, but you need to use it in the right context. Well, more of that later. Jeremiah 29:11 reminds us that God has plans for us, plans to prosper us, not to harm us. It shows us that God created time not for us to chase, but for healing, growth, and ultimately to fulfill his purpose for our lives.
Yep, that's so true, Mom. It ties into how the enemy tries to distract us by filling our time with everything but what truly matters and steering us away from the deep work and the deep thinking that would actually bring us further.
Speaking of distractions, the book Dopamine Nation by Dr. Anna Lipkat, I'm not so sure I pronounced it correctly, opens our eyes to why our mental health and attention are at risk. Sarah, can you share how this resonates with our discussion?
Absolutely. So reading this book, I found that it's really about pursuing those quick hits of happiness can lead us away from meaningful work and thought. It's like what you said earlier about the enemy detouring us. We're so caught up in that short-term satisfaction and achievement that we lose sight of our true capacity. After reading this book, there are 5 main points that really resonated with me. First off, the dopamine imbalance. So, I mean, obviously, with all of this constant stimulation from technology, social media, food, drugs, and other resources can lead us to an imbalance in our brain's dopamine levels. I mean, how many times have you got stuck in a scrolling cycle on Instagram or Facebook because of that quick dopamine hit? Number two, the pleasure-pain balance. So Dr. Lemgut introduces the concept that our brains strive to balance pleasure and pain. Because when we indulge in activities that produce high levels of dopamine, or pleasure, our brains compensate by increasing our pain sensitivity, which often leads us into a vicious cycle because then we need more of this pleasurable activity to overcome the increased pain sensitivity, which potentially leads us to addiction. Number three, the value of delayed gratification. How many of you have heard of the marshmallow test or maybe had your kids participate in it when you were younger? So the marshmallow test was given to kids roughly around 8 and 9 years old, where they were seated at a table with one marshmallow. The kids were told that if they didn't eat the marshmallow in the next 10 minutes, they would get a second marshmallow. But if they ate it, there would be no more marshmallows. So they left the kids alone, and afterwards they found out that the participants, years later, the ones who would wait for the second marshmallow, often were more successful than their peers. Why? Because they were able to manage this dopamine imbalance and addiction in practicing delayed gratification. By voluntarily choosing to delay this pleasure, they could then help reset their dopamine levels and find joy in the simpler, less stimulating activities. Number four, building tolerance to boredom. Now, in a world that we're constantly bombarded with all the stimuli, learning to tolerate boredom can be a very powerful tool. Because if we can embrace it without turning to external stimuli, we can strengthen our mental resilience, enhance creativity, and improve our ability to find pleasure in the everyday activities. And number five, personal stories of struggle and recovery. Now, this book, Dopamine Nation, doesn't just rely on the scientific explanations, but it shares real-life stories of individuals who have struggled with various forms of addiction. And I found these stories were really powerful, into giving insights on the human side of dopamine imbalance and showcasing the challenges of overcoming addiction and the pathways to recovery and balance.
Thank you so much, Sarah. We really love that book. And this brings us back to the hustle and burnout culture, which contrasts to what God intends for us.
Exactly. In Matthew 11:28-30, tells us to take Jesus' yoke because it is easy and his burden is light. Because he's inviting us to find rest in him and not to wear ourselves out with endless toil.
So, so true. And that's where the idea of rest comes in, which is totally overlooked in today's productivity systems. Our good friend, Dr. Sandra Dalton Smith, her concept of seven types of rest is such a game changer. And actually, she was on our show. We will put that episode's link in the show note. And we really encourage you to read that book.
Exactly, Mom. I mean, most systems focus on just the doing, but they miss the most crucial element of it all, recognizing the seasons in life and the importance of rest.
That's why stewardship is so vital. When we talk about stewardship, it's about taking inventory of where we have been, where we are, and where God wants us to be. We deeply integrate the concept into our She Inherited Rhythms dashboard.
Exactly. Now, this dashboard isn't just another productivity tool. It's actually a holistic approach to aligning your life with God's rhythms, ensuring that you have adequate space for rest, reflection, and meaningful action. It's about stewardship, rest, and embracing the seasons of life God has set before us.
Now, you probably can figure that if you listen to our past episodes, you know what we stand for. And because when Sarah and I, we try to find productivity system out there to serve us, but we couldn't find anything fit. And that's where God say, well, it's for you to create it. Again, in the Bible say, be fruitful and multiply. God really didn't say to be productive and multiply. Productivity guides us towards productivity guides us toward our goals and the milestones we aim to reach, while fruitfulness, on the other hand, shapes us, molding the very essence of who we are evolving into. Think about that. One is about what to do. The other one is who to become. Therefore, we want to take this opportunity to invite you to experience She Inherited Rhythms Dashboard for yourself. Just like Sarah mentioned, it's way more than productivity. It's about living a life that's rich, fulfilling, and aligned with God's design for you. In the dashboard, it's with proven and practical tools and strategies. Most importantly, it's your own framework for aligning with the divine rhythms of life, where action meets reflection and achievement is redefined by your personal growth and spiritual well-being. All this based on your devotion to God.
Using the biblical lens to take inventory of your past, observe the present, and fill the gap in the future. Because imagine, having a space that helps you manage your day-to-day tasks and guides you to live in harmony with the natural cycles of work, rest, and spiritual renewal. From tackling the pitfalls of modern productivity to embracing seasons of growth and dormancy, the dashboard offers insights and strategies rooted in timeless wisdom and cutting-edge science.
So if you are ready to transform your approach, not to productivity, but to fruitfulness, and you want to move beyond the efficiency and step into a life marked by depth, purpose, and connection, then we would like to encourage you to have a look. You know, just visit kellyballer.com/dashboard. It depends on when you are listening to this episode. You might see a waiting list page or a ready-to-go page.
But come join us on this journey. Visit the dashboard and let's embrace these rhythms together. Let's not just do more with our time, but be more, in tune with God's plan and our true selves.
And really, thank you so much for being here with us. And I trust that if you're here with us, it's not by accident. Remember, you are not alone. Together, with faith and with the right tools, we can navigate this journey together.
We can't wait to see how the She Inherited Rhythms Dashboard transforms your life. Until next time, keep seeking, growing, and trusting in God's timing. We will see you in the next episode.
Hi there. If you have found this episode resonating with you, would you please consider to take a moment? Just drop a review on Apple Podcast. It will serve a fresh dose of blessings to those of us who work so hard to produce the content week in and week out. Please go to kellyballer.com/review. Again, that's kellyballer.com/review. We really appreciate it. And you will also help more fellow Christian CEOs find this podcast. Thank you so much. Remember, you matter. See you in the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Christian CEO Podcast at www.kellyballer.com.